How's it going, everybody? I'm Omar Marabit, and I'm joined here today with Kellen Brogan. And today we're going to be talking about the Browns and Steelers wildcard matchup. This game was very, very surprising game after the Steelers started off 11-0 and then down the stretch kind of choked their games. Kellen, why do you think the Steelers started off so strong and then like towards the end they started to do worse?
I think like being a stronger team like that has its downfall because you saw like Juju and Chase Claypool, they were doing all the TikTok stuff.
Yeah.
I think a lot of teams took that like personally, made it a goal to beat them, especially the Bengals.
Yeah, because I know like back in the day when Terrell Owens did down the Cowboys logo, that started a fight.
Yeah.
So the Browns definitely came really strong into this game. In the very first play, Big Ben, it was a bad snap. Big Ben doesn't dive for the ball. He could have dove for it. He kind of pulled a Cam Newton, so he could have made it 2 points. Instead, he made it 7. From there, the Steelers could not capitalize at all. Like, looking at the first quarter, it was 28-0 after this team was like 11-0. And something that I would like to point out is what Juju said before the game. A reporter asked him, "What do you think about playing the Browns?" He said, "I think they're still the same Browns."
Yeah, the Browns are going to be the Browns.
The same great nameless gray faces. So I feel like whatever Juju does, it kind of goes the opposite.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, Juju necessarily didn't have a bad game. I mean, looking at his stats, he wasn't on paper. He looked really good. He had 13 catches, 157 yards and a touchdown. That's very good.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, I think it went more to their head. Big Ben had like the weirdest game I've ever seen. He threw 4 touchdowns, 4 picks and 500 yards.
Yeah, he was kind of like Jameis Winston.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you play Madden, you just put up the good stats. We got to get some picks in there.
Yeah.
So, and then after that, Juju said about the loss, he said, "I don't regret what I said. They came out. Today wasn't a night. Hopefully the Browns show up against the next opponent and do what they did tonight and have a great game." So it seems like he's kind of humbled a little bit.
Yeah.
He's definitely taken his social media presence and brought it into his locker room. Like, he saw that picture of him and Marquise Pouncey on the bench.
Oh, yeah.
The game. But looking at the scoreboard, it looked like a close game. But if you watch the game, Browns were dominating.
That's
the entire game. Big Ben threw 4 picks. Let's talk about the players on the Browns who got picks. MJ Stewart, he got a pick. 9 tackles, good game for him. Red Wine got a pick. I don't know how to say his name. That name is complicated. Porter Gustin, I want to talk about him for I Play Line. And when I saw him get that pick, I was so happy.
Yeah.
he dove into the air and he was just like, for all the big boys out there, like that's our dream come true.
Yeah, that was a really good play.
And then after the game, you know, Claypool is one of those cocky players who he necessarily, again, didn't have a bad game, but I feel like all their stats, like Big Ben's 500 yards, they're mostly empty stats. Claypool, 5 catches, 59 yards, 2 touchdowns, pretty good. He said, "It's a bad loss, but the Browns are going to get clapped next week. So it's all good." So if you people who don't really understand that, it means that they're going to lose pretty bad. Yeah. When he said this, I low-key thought the Browns were going to beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, I really wanted them to.
Yeah, because, you know, no one wants to see the same team win over and over again. I mean, it was a really good game. Yeah, the Browns really dominated this game. So,
yeah.
What do you think that the Steelers could have done coming into the game to do better or during the game?
I think it was like probably a mentality thing. Like usually when like good teams play teams they think aren't as good or they think they have an easy win over, they'll like have like a strong mindset or like be really confident. And I think that's probably what happened.
They
just need to not underestimate anyone they play, probably. They have the skill. They have the young receiving core. So
their defense is one of the best in the league.
And yeah, that's true.
I truly do think it came down to them just being way too cocky because they're definitely too arrogant. And if they had like a vocal leader on that team that would have told them, "Hey guys, we need to calm down. We haven't won the Super Bowl or we didn't even win a playoff game." I remember when Juju, he danced on the Bills logo, like Josh Allen, he took that personal.
Yeah.
Like, that's when the Steelers were like, they only had 1 loss to the Washington football team. It was a really good game. Fun to watch. I was definitely happy because I have a lot of Steelers fans, friends. And it was good just because they were talking all year. And Baker, for his first playoff game, played pretty good, I would say. 263 yards and 3 touchdowns. Someone who had a surprising good game, Kareem Hunt. He had impressive in stat line for being cut from the Chiefs last year.
Yeah.
To having 8 carries, 48 yards, 2 touchdowns. But when you were watching him, it felt like every time he ran the ball, he was getting like a first down.
Yeah, his come up was pretty good.
Yeah, definitely from, I didn't even know if he was going to play in the league to that. It was a great game. And the Browns almost did beat the Chiefs because Mahomes got hurt. But
yeah, Heinicke had a good game.
Jarvis Landry had a good game, 5 touchdowns, 92 yards, a tutty, 5 receptions. It was definitely a good game. So since the playoffs are almost over and this week is the last game, Chiefs or Buccaneers, who do you think is going to win that game?
I've been a longtime Patriots fan. I'd want to say the Bucs are going to win just because Brady and Gronk. Just I love that duo. It's a really strong team. But just the Chiefs' entire team. They've got like, it was like 9 all or Pro Bowlers or something like that. I think it might be 8. Yeah, they're stacked. I think the Chiefs are probably going to come out on top.
We'll see what goes on. It's definitely going to be a historic Super Bowl because it's Brady, formerly the best player in the league,
yeah,
handing it down to Mahomes. It's like he's passing the torch, like what Kobe did to LeBron. It's definitely going to be a great game. But yeah, and speaking about football, Kellen, would you like to tell them about your article that you wrote?
Oh, yeah. Walnut has a new head football coach, James Crook, and he's seems like he's got a really good outlook on this upcoming season, so keep an eye out.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited for the season. I hope you have a great season, too. And, yeah, that's the Steelers and Browns wild card matchup. Hopefully next week we can talk about the Super Bowl and what went on during then.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening.